Baseball insider Andy Carboni is with us. Andy, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Happy to be back once again, Bill, as the World Series continues.
We will get to the World Series story in just a moment. But first, even though the Red Sox haven't hit the field for a few weeks now, we've got some Red Sox news. What's happening?
Well, they certainly won't be hitting the field for a few months, that's for sure. But yes, there is some news. Chris Sale has announced that he's going to opt in for the final 2 years of his five-year, $145 million contract. So Sale will make $27.5 million in 2023 and in 2024. Obviously, this is no big surprise that Sale opts into those final 2 years of the contract. Really hasn't pitched much over the last couple of years, so he certainly wouldn't be commanding the $27.5 million on the open market if he was a test free agency.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, Andy. Good, great minds think alike.
He's a smart man. That's a smart man right there.
There you go. All right, what other names in the news do we have?
Well, Rafael Devers and Xander Bogaerts have been named finalists for the American League Silver Slugger Awards at their positions. And former Red Sox utility man Brock Holt officially announced his retirement. Holt spent 7 of his 10 big league seasons with the Red Sox, best remembered for being the only player in history to hit for the cycle in the playoffs. It happened Game 3 of the 2018 ALDS at Yankee Stadium.
Nice. All right. Great memory. All right. Now, NESN Plus. We've got the World Series live at night, but do we have a NESN Plus game still?
We certainly do. Red Sox Classics on NESN Plus this afternoon, 3 o'clock, your first pitch. It's the best of Dwight Evans week. Today, it's a game from September 17th of 1988. Evans hits a solo home run at the bottom of the eighth, breaking a one-all tie. The Red Sox go on to beat the Yankees 3-1 at Fenway.
It's been so long since I've uttered the Dewey chant, huh? Yeah.
Oh, can't go wrong with that. That's always a fan favorite.
There we go. Okay, so now the World Series. Take us back. What's happened so far in the World Series, and then the big news from last night.
All right, we'll kind of recap what started off with Game 1 back on Friday. Game 1 was played at Minute Maid Park in Houston. Phillies beat the Astros 6-5 in 10 innings. Phillies came back from 5-0 down to win that one. Then on Saturday, Game 2 was played in Houston. The Astros won 5-2 over the Phillies. Monday's Game 3 at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia, that was postponed because of rain, so Game 3 was played on Tuesday in Philly. The Phillies tied a World Series record, hitting 5 home runs in the ballgame, shutting out the Astros 7-0. Astros starting pitcher Lance McCullers Jr. became the first pitcher in history to allow 5 home runs in a World Series game. And more history, of course, made last night in Game 4 in Philadelphia as 4 Astros pitchers combined on a no-hitter in a 5-0 win over the Phillies. This is just the second no-hitter in World Series history and the first combined no-hitter. The final pitch of that no-hitter, Bill, thrown by former Red Sox minor leaguer Ryan Pressly, the former Red Sox catcher Christian Vasquez.
Oh, man.
Game 5 takes place tonight in Philly. First pitch at 8:03, and the series is now tied 2 games apiece.
That hurts. That hurts, doesn't it? Oh, man.
So there's a lot of former Red Sox situations going on in this World Series where you take the Christian Vasquez and Ryan Pressly side from the Astros, and over in Philly, of course, you have Kyle Snyder playing left field for the Phillies, and you have the GM, of course, Dave Dombrowski. So, it's hard to root for either team the way I look at it with all those former Red Sox involved, but what are you going to do?
Yeah, Schwarber too, right? Yeah, yeah.
Yep. And he's hitting some home runs in this series, and he's been making the Red Sox look foolish for not re-signing him. He had 45 home runs in the regular season, and he's got 5 more in the postseason, so hitting some long balls and making the Red Sox look silly.
Yeah, you and I, those people that listen to this podcast day in and day out or week in and week out know that we were upset at that one. That's
absolutely
for sure. Yeah.
No doubt about it.
And apparently rightfully so. All right, what else do we have from Major League Baseball news this week?
Well, Commissioner Rob Manfred said it's unlikely the A's are going to end up staying in Oakland, most likely moving to Las Vegas. Manfred also said a good chance that the Rays remain in the Tampa area with a new stadium.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so they'll see how it all plays out. Not surprised with the A's announcement, but I'm actually surprised that he thinks the Rays are going to stay in the Tampa area. I thought that was probably not going to be happening, so we'll see how that all plays out. And some other baseball news this week. Royals have hired Rays bench coach Matt Quintero as their new manager, and the White Sox have hired Royals coach Pedro Grifol as their new manager.
Yeah. Maybe. Well, we'll talk about the A's another time, I guess. But let's jump forward and find out what else is going on, Andy.
Well, Cardinals third baseman Nolan Arenado headlined the winners of this year's Golden Glove Awards. He earned his 10th straight Golden Glove for third base, makes him the fourth infielder to reach that mark. Dodgers outfielder Mookie Betts, who's that guy? He won his sixth Golden Glove, and Braves pitcher Max Fried claimed his third. As other notable National League winners, the American League featured 9 first-time winners, no one from the local 9. Only Yankees utility man DJ LeMahieu was a repeat winner.
Now, it doesn't seem like every year this happens, but oftentimes one big name retires in baseball, and we have one this year, don't we?
We certainly do, as Albert Pujols officially made his retirement official. St. Louis Cardinals legend signed his retirement papers on Monday. The 42-year-old began his career with the Cardinals back in 2001, winning the National League Rookie of the Year award. He became the fourth player to reach 700 career home runs. He did that this past season. He finished with 704. Pujols, also a 3-time MVP, an 11-time All-Star, and 2-time World Series champion. Pujols will be eligible for the Hall of Fame in 2028.
Well, just 42 years old, he'll have to start drawing out of that 401k or his pension, whatever, huh? Man.
Yeah, it's going to look pretty hefty, too, when he starts withdrawing, that's for sure.
You
no
got
question
it.
About it.
Oh, man. All right. Hey, back to the A's for a second here. You talked last week about how Worcester in AAA's attendance was not that far away from the A's attendance in out on the West Coast, right?
That certainly was the case. The Worcester Red Sox averaged about 7,700 fans per game at Polar Park, and the A's themselves are averaging about 9,500 in Oakland. So, obviously, that means that team won't be staying there much longer. Those numbers continue.
So we get the A's. They have to do a swap. We'd have to put the A's in the National League, so we get a National League team in Massachusetts. Then, if they came here,
yeah, that'll work. Yeah. We could put in the expansion team in the. American League, even replacing the A's, well, we can do that swap. No problem at all.
Yeah, we'll look like Pennsylvania. You got the Phillies in the East and the Pirates in the West. Yeah.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
All right, Andy. And we'll talk again soon. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, next time we talk, we will have a World Series champion to speak about.
And there he is. Baseball insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.